This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. I am back. I feel like I've been in a time warp. You take a few days off and things get crazy in the world. Crazy good for us, in fact, but I'll get into that more in a second. But here's what I'll tell you about my time off. It was work. Slave labor, in fact. Moving. Have you ever moved? Have you ever moved black? Yeah, have you ever moved poor? That's second only to moving black. It is a chore. It is a chore I wish on nobody. You don't even realize how much crap you've accumulated until you've moved. Unless you are a hyper-organized individual, which I'm not. I've got paper strewn all over the place in boxes. I mean, it's just like, just throw it all in there. My sister flew in to help. It's been crazy. Crazy, I tell you. And I'm not talking about moving, because there's white folks moving. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all moved that way. Your parents moved that way, didn't they? Admit it, you little white stooges. No, I'm kidding. Our producers look at me like, no, seriously. We're a team of experts. They come in and they pack and all the glasses wrapped in stuff and, you know, other types of cushions like little peanuts are stuffed into the thing to keep things from moving and being jostled about and what have you. Oh, my gosh. They're responsible for the damages, not you. And you're lucky. Let me just put it to you this way. Moving is expensive. It's time-consuming. It's almost better to let the experts do it. Experts. Did I say experts? I'm tired. I'm punch drunk. I'm just telling you, it is. I feel like I've been beaten down. Now, this, I will tell you, moving in 100-plus degree weather is a workout. And even if you're just carrying boxes, I didn't wear my Fitbit, but I should have been wearing it. It was uncharged, and I didn't feel like wearing it. But I'm telling you, I put some calories in, some work, some ergs for you engineers out there. I put some work in. Oh, my gosh. I've been having trouble with my right wrist, and no jokes out there, fellas. No jokes. Having trouble with my right wrist because I tried to teach my kid how to do a pop-up flip from your back. And I jacked my wrist up, and it's just starting to heal. And then what do I have to move? Do I got to move? I gave it away early. What did I have to do? I had to move. Move to Arizona. Anyway, it's been an amazing thing. And I'll tell you something else. You ever driven a big truck? I'm not talking a pickup. I'm talking about a diesel where you have to put diesel fuel and DEF. You know what DEF is? Yeah, I don't either, but it's another type of fuel. It's an additive that you have to put into a diesel truck. And diesel trucks don't move as fast as your car, even if you got a crappy car, especially when it's got a full load. And I'm going to tell you, when you move from one state to the next state, you have to consider what you're willing to leave behind sometimes. Luckily for me, I have, you know, the house, and it's getting renovated and all that. But it's been crazy. Crazy, I tell you. It's been crazy for you, too. Anybody go see an Inconvenient sequel? Did you guys happen to go check out the Al Gore film? I didn't, and I don't plan on watching it. But I will tell you, you know what's funny about this? I forget the movie. Did you know the movie was going to be? I knew the movie was going to be a bomb, okay? But it's the significance of why it's a bomb. It's telling you everything you need to hear about this whole thing of climate change and the farce of it all. The reason why this movie bombed is because it doesn't have presidential support. Al Gore essentially had the power of the federal government behind his first movie. And so, in Inconvenient Truth, I believe that was the first movie, they said it made nearly $50 million. Now, here's what I'll tell you. that's a box office loser. But Al Gore made 50, he didn't make 50 million, but he kind of did because he didn't have any big actors. For a documentary, that's pretty good. So he makes $50 million. He wins a grant, not a grant, what is it? Oh, an Oscar for this 2006 Oscar for this fluff. And global climate change takes off on steroids because so America goes, so the rest of the world goes. So Barack Obama, Al Gore, they're all feasting over this. Green energy, making a ton of money. This movie, okay, so just let me give them a producer. So $50 million on An Inconvenient Truth, number one. The sequel, which was titled, what? An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power. Truth to Power. Power, you know, play on words, like the power companies. The people that are holding you hostage with that black energy. But anyway, what do you think An Inconvenient Sequel made? Yeah, I ain't gonna make y'all guess. It was $1 million. So 50 million. A million. Now, the movie may close out. Let's say for the sake of discussion, it makes 5 mil. But here's what's bad about this. This is the biggest thing. This is a catastrophe, right? Global climate change. We are supposed to be in fear for our lives. This is the Blair Witch Project, okay? With meets Jason, meets Alien, and the Predator. And this is the worst thing. This is worse than war. It's worse than it all. And Al Gore makes his movie, and it makes $1 million. Folks, I cannot tell you how big of a disappointment this is. $1 million is a joke in Hollywood. That's a rounding error, as they say. Unbelievable. 15th spot at the box office. Have you ever, how far do you scroll down before you find a movie? Be honest. If I've looked at 6 movies, then I'm at the dollar theater. You know what I'm saying? You're already, well, maybe it's $1.50 now. I don't know what it is, but it used to be the dollar theater when I was growing up. But once I've looked through about the first 4 movies, I'm done. And he introduces this movie at a perfect time when people should be caring about it. Look, here's what I'm telling you. This is a sign that you're winning. An inconvenient truth is the inconvenient lie. It's the convenient lie. And it just goes to show you that without the government backing it, without all the liberal hoopla over it, etc., it cannot stand on its own. This is, you're watching government go down the drain. Anyway, listen, I'm glad to be back. I'm tired. I ain't gonna let that hold me back. Lots to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're here. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. And I mentioned lots of things going on. I will be doing Fox News Radio sometime later this month, and I'll ask you guys to come over and check that out. So we'll give details on that in a bit, and you guys can hopefully join me over there for the days that I will be hosting that particular show. So here's what I want to talk about, and I'd wanted to talk about this story a while back only because I find it funny. But this college kid got suspended for tweeting his ex-girlfriend's apology letter a while back, and it was he used a red pen. You know, to critique it, gave her a D minus. This happened at the University of Central Florida. And anyway, they suspended this kid, who, by the way, I think is brilliant. He's done with her. He's like, okay, look, I'm going to try to help you in life. I'm going to critique your letter. Gives her a D minus. But they ended up reinstating him. So that was a good thing. And here's what they wrote. His attorney says, I was really surprised and thankful for UCF taking the immediate action that they did. It's unfortunate that a lawyer was needed. That should be very concerning. But he got a lawyer. He's like, why are you at the university telling me what to do in my personal life. See, that's what people missed about this story. This had nothing to do with, the human interest part of it is what I'm getting. But the real story is, who is a college or university to tell this kid, you can't tweet your ex-girlfriend's letter or we'll suspend you? This is his future we're talking about. And I think you have to understand the bigger picture, that this is a kid who says, I got a letter from my girlfriend and I'm going to have a little fun with it on my personal time. Oh, by the way, I'll take an academic approach. And he redlines it, red marks it up pretty substantially. It was a funny, hysterical letter if you get a chance to see it. And a college comes over and says, hey, we saw your tweet about your girlfriend's letter and we're going to suspend you. See, college, they hold over your kids' heads. We put so much into it. I want you to think about the angst that this young man feels when he's having fun. He says, first of all, the girl wants him back. She says, I screwed up. I didn't deserve you. I should have been better and all these other things, which I think is a good, it's a turnabout thing. Because isn't it usually the guy doing that? I'm sorry, baby. But now it's this girl doing this. And he says, no, I don't want you back. But I will help you with a lesson. And I'm going to critique your letter. So hopefully at the next boyfriend, you'll have a better breakup letter, or begging back letter. I think there's more to this story, don't you? See, it seems innocent. It seems, well, Kevin, I mean, come on, you put the girl on Front Street. You know what? You can't be throwing shade at the girl like that. For you white people, that means, he's cheating her bad. Yeah, he can. He can throw all the shade he wants. He can be very upset at this woman. Because in her letter, she's like, I was just awful. I was terrible. I was surprised you stayed with me. But please, if you will bring me, take me back. And so he's like, nope. I won't. You've been using and abusing me for too long. And I'm done with you. And see, I think there's a feminism thing here. I think the college said, we can't have this young man, this young white man, too. Ooh, yeah, he makes it even worse, doesn't it? See, now I got y'all's attention in there. My producer's like, did you just say white boys? Yeah, white boys. Went after you guys. So they go after this kid because he is now the victim. You read the letter, she's awful. So the university decides, aha, we'll get this young man. And that's what they did. They went after him. And because as I was saying, our kids' futures rest in the hands of a few administrators who hold them hostage for a variety of reasons. You wonder why these college professors get away with pedophilia. It's not, most of these kids are old enough for the age of consent, but they're having these things held over their heads. This is not cool. Not cool at all. So this kid decides to sue, and immediately the college drops it. I wouldn't even have allowed them to drop it. I would have let them suspend me, then sue them. Because I'm telling you folks, this is nefarious. What looks like an innocent thing, like, oh, they figured it out. It's the error of their ways, was nonsensical to begin with. They never should have involved themselves in his personal stuff. Now, I don't know what happened. Did this girl run to, he put my stuff out on Twitter. But why did she run to the college? What do they have to do with it? Shouldn't she go to Twitter? She wants to get an attorney and say he can't cease and desist on putting this out there. Not that she had a case. He could do what he wants. But I'm just saying, how did it end up at the college level? A tweet. A tweet of him correcting his girlfriend's paper is given to the authorities. And the authorities in this case are his college administrators. You get that? See, that's when you know that something's wrong here, that we put too much in an institution. The administrators are only supposed to judge this kid on his grades. Don't misunderstand me. He can't do a bunch of bad things out there, commit crimes. He can't go stealing from people. He can't rape women and all this. But what they're telling us is these young kids, these young men, and if you don't believe me, Google how men are being treated on college campuses, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So these young men are being treated like crap, and this is a perfect example. So I want you to connect the dots and ask yourself, how did this get to the level to where his career, his future was put in jeopardy because of a tweet? That's the bigger picture. That, to me, says more about this story than anything else. A kid having fun at the expense of a girl who tormented him in a relationship, and she admits it. And the college says, we're going to side with this young lady. However the information got back to them, I want you to consider yourself a chancellor of a university. And somebody walks in and says, hey, Kevin, we've got a student here who posted his girlfriend's apology level and corrected it. And I'd say, wow, let's keep that kid let's keep an eye out for him. He may be a great teacher one day if he's correcting her paper. But do you think I was as a chancellor, go, oh, my goodness, well, we can't have him doing that. We must jump him. You got to teach him a lesson for doing. No, a chancellor in that university should have much better to do. But why are they doing it? That's the question. To me, it's a deeper question. You guys probably think, Kevin, you're crazy, man. I'm not crazy. I'm telling you. You think about it. And you let me know, 844-551-8255 or kjradio.com. We got a lot coming up. Obamacare, Richard Blumenthal, you know who he is? We'll tell you in a bit. And there's new polling.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chirapuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. a high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
We now take you live to the Senate floor, where Senator Chuck Schumer is delivering an impassioned speech regarding Republican revisions to Obamacare.
Oh God, no. It hurts. It hurts.
Wow, just amazing, incredible, absolutely riveting speech by Chuck Schumer. He outlined the official Democratic position on Trump care with elegance, poise, and emotion. Stay tuned after a word from our sponsors. We have more breaking news. Scientists have officially proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that all white people are racist. You are not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is CNN.
McDaniel is with me now, and thank you for coming back here, and good morning to you as you travel in Denver, Colorado. How big of an issue is this when you consider health care and taxes and whatever else there is to come?
Well, it's very clear that the president's agenda is the American people's agenda, and I see it as I travel the country. I was in Texas last week, in Nevada, and this week in Colorado, and people are saying, why isn't Congress helping the president accomplish his agenda? We sent him a majority in the Senate and the House, and we want to see repeal and replace of Obamacare. We want to see tax reform, and we want to see Congress work with this president. And that is something I am hearing overwhelmingly as I travel the country.
You hear that from voters, but again, it's the lawmakers in Washington where you get in this big bit of a rub. Eric Trump sounded off on that as well this week. Listen to what he said.
I want somebody to start fighting for him. Republicans are raising seven times on a monthly basis what the DNC are. Like, why wouldn't they embrace that? Why wouldn't they carry out it? My father has the voice of this country. The people of this country love him. Why wouldn't they get in line?
So if he's right, and go ahead and tell us if you agree or not, how big of an issue could this be?
Well, I agree with Eric. Our base loves the president. This was a change election. They sent a change agent to Washington, and Americans were saying, we need somebody who's going to go fight for us. We need somebody who's going to lobby for us. We don't have the special interests in Washington, and that's what they saw in President Trump. And he needs partners in that. I think the Senate and House are going to work with him. They need to. But President Trump's not giving up. And I think this health care situation where the president is saying we need to keep fighting and we need to keep getting back to the drawing table is a perfect example. Listen, California yesterday, Anthem announced that they're going to pull out of 16 of 19 markets in California and premiums are going up. Why should Washington give up on health care relief when Americans are still hurting? And the president is showing that he's going to fight for them every step of the way.
What is his obligation toward them?
The president? Yes. The president's already fulfilling his obligation. I mean, you look at unemployment numbers are down, consumer confidence is up, you've seen labor participation rate up, you've seen the Dow hit high numbers. They're seeing him as coming to Washington and championing him. My concern as party chair is if we can't get a Congress that accomplishes the things that we all ran on, repeal and replace of Obamacare and tax reform and infrastructure, if we can't push that agenda through, it's very hard to make the case in 2018 as to why we should be reelected. And
I agree. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's the Kevin Jackson Show. Unbelievable. She's making an amazing case. Look, this is not just about Obamacare. This is about the economy in general. This is about, look, let me just go to a poll. CNN did a poll and said Trump is at 38% approval. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I know that's a lie. You know that's a lie. We've discussed polling enough to where we all understand where these numbers are coming from. And I know that there was something that came on and said, well, look at McConnell's approval at 17%. Look at Pelosi's approval, 30-something percent. And Schumer, lowest approval numbers for all of them. The numbers don't matter. First of all, their numbers are probably worse off than people are even saying, but Trump's are certainly better. But it doesn't matter. You have to use common sense. You have to start looking at all these issues one by one. Who's passionate about immigration, for example? The people that are anti-illegal immigration. Are you passionate? If that's your cause, you love Trump. If you're passionate about refugee resettlement, you love Trump. If you're passionate about not being embroiled in wars for no reason, and then when you get in, you know, embroiled in them to win, you're for Trump. If you're passionate about growing the economy, you're for Trump. If you're passionate about capitalism. Now, what's the flip side? Is there any passion against him? Other than being against Trump, what passion can you share that you can you say, I'm for illegal immigration? How many people do you believe in America are for illegal immigration? How many people do you believe in America are for refugee resettlement? You getting it? How many people in America do you think are for the weak foreign policy that we had in for appeasement? One world, new world order, whatever you want to call it. How many people are for that? You see what I'm saying? They're never going to show you the flip side of an issue. I don't know what the polls are. I don't know what questions they ask, but I can tell you this. I don't know very many people who are for illegal immigration. I don't know very many people who are for raising taxes. Oh, they'll say it. Raise taxes on the rich. There aren't that many people who are for raising taxes. There aren't that many people who are for Obamacare. So the only thing, that, and for the record, that's why the Democrats are struggling with their message. Take any of those. Give me something that galvanizes them. Let me ask the question this way, okay? How many people do you know who are for smaller government? You starting to get it? Hey, guys, we got an echo. I know we've moved, but we're going to either have to fix this in post or something because this is just, yeah, I can hear it. I know you're working hard in there. I'm not going to give you any grief. As you guys know, we've moved. We moved our studio. And so you're going to have to deal with a few things here on the show. Anyway, let me get back to this. So, the number of people that you'll talk to who are for limited government, who are for capitalism, who are for a strong military, who are for keeping America out of harm's way. That's America, man. And the left can't seize on that because they don't have anything that you can be for. Oh, we're for multiculturalism. Really? Well, we are multicultural. We've been successful at it. And what you're doing is doing something different. You're tinkering with multiculturalism. And it's destroying us. We are not for the multiculturalism that you've converted the one culture of America that absorbs all the other cultures. They don't beat us, folks, in any area. And they can't figure it out. And being honest with you, I don't even care. I don't care. Maybe you may care.
Let's play that clip. There's I think this guy may have been a Democrat who voted for Trump, but he's a new Nebraska Trump voter. Let's get that clip.
Yep, he's laying the groundwork for the future for us, for the military, for our national security, and for employing people. And that's awfully important. People have got to have jobs so they feel comfortable. And then when they know the military is strong, they feel safe. They just want to make sure they have a paycheck and that nobody's threatening their life.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. So, see, that guy sums it up. Look, I don't know who he was. He's an ordinary-looking dude from Nebraska. And he's telling you, you know what people want? They want to live their lives unencumbered. They want to live their lives where politics can operate in the background and it's no longer in the foreground. I dare you to tell me that politics operates in the background of your life right now, because I will embarrass you. I'll show you where it is on your brain practically all the time. I remember a time, and most of you do, when politics was so secondary to your life, it was like, oh, geez, got to get the taxes ready. And that was it. That's all you cared about politically. Or you had to get your tags done. Or, it infused itself here and there. Nowadays, you would have to be practically a recluse to not have to not have the government impact you. And you can't be a recluse, because the government's going to get you. They're going to get you in your property taxes, personal property taxes, registration of cars, fishing. If you want to be Kaczynski and live off the grid, you can't get a fishing license, a hunting license, own a gun, whatever. They are going to. There are places where they want to register ammo. I think you have to register ammunition when you buy it. Things like that. That's how obtrusive government has become. And they wonder why they cannot destroy Trump's base. Trump's no mystical, magical guy. He's just the right guy for the right time. And I think most people are starting to see this. Disregard these polls, folks. We got a lot to talk about when we come back. I'm going to play a host of clips I've been wanting to play since I left for break.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Democracy is on the ballot.
To say you won't respect the results of the election, that is a direct threat to our democracy.
For the fourth straight night, protests are happening across the country in cities big and small. Some protesters turning violent, attacking police. It's a sign.
So stand up, resist.
Justice is on the ballot.
Secretary Clinton said there was nothing marked classified on her emails either sent or received. Was that true?
That's not true.
Secretary Clinton said, I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. Was that true?
No, there was classified material emailed.
Secretary Clinton said she used just one device. Was that true?
She used multiple devices.
Secretary Clinton said all work-related emails were returned to the State Department. Was that true?
No, we found work-related emails, thousands.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
And that's why I can say with confidence, there has never been a man or a woman, not me, not Bill, nobody, more qualified than Hillary Clinton to serve as president.
Victory, Donald J. Trump will become the 45th president of the United States, defeating Hillary Clinton.
I'm now back to being an activist citizen and part of the resistance.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, part of the resistance himself, except I'm part of the resistance against the left. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. There's another little, let's play another Hillary Clinton, one that, quite frankly, Robert Mueller should be listening to if he's indeed going to investigate interference in elections and what have you.
I am already receiving messages from leaders. I'm having foreign leaders ask if they can endorse me to stop Donald Trump. I say, no, this is up to Americans, thank you very much, but I get what you're saying.
You're not going to tell us who?
Well, some have done it publicly, actually. The Italian prime minister, for example.
How about the ones that have done it privately?
No, Jake. We're holding that in reserve, too.
It's funny, when I listen to the clips of Hillary Clinton and the smugness, the entitlement that you feel when you listen to these. Yeah, these foreign leaders, they're wanting me to be president, and, they're calling me. Oh, who are they? Who are they? Mrs. Clinton, or what is it, Secretary Clinton? Who are they? Please tell. Do tell. Well, I can't divulge that. Well, there were some that were public. And she named some obscure guy, some obscure person. But what about the private ones? Was it Putin? Was it the Chinese? How do we know who is it? Why don't you tell us? Look, I'm not going to take you guys down the memory lane of why Hillary Clinton should be in prison, but you know that she should be. And I think it's satisfaction to some degree, just knowing she didn't get it. But is that enough? It isn't for me. I'm extremely mad at the left, and I should be, and you should be. You see, not only did they want to thwart us from getting the best candidate into office, they right now thwart him at every turn. They don't want to see Donald Trump successful, and you've heard me talk about it practically ad nauseum. I mean, can I talk about that enough? The idea that these people are so against progress, so against you getting everything you want out of life, that they're willing to thwart the man who wants to help you to get there. For no other reason than we lost and you're going to pay. So I liked going down this little bit of path. And let me explain why this is so important. I mean, besides the obvious. I want you to think about other places and the messes that they're in and how leftism has allowed that to slip. These countries, England, France, and so on, how they've become hell holes, virtual hell holes. Why? Because leftists are so hell-bent on getting you to change who you are, what you believe about yourself. I was talking to somebody the other day. I don't remember who, but we were just kind of rapping about how do you get to where you get. And I go, man, it's so gradual that by the time you recognize it, it doesn't even look the same. And I said in the earlier part of the broadcast, I said, just ask yourself some simple questions. What do you stand for, and how could somebody be against that? How could somebody be against you saying, I want to help students or, make sure that they're really learning? And not just being passed ahead because it doesn't help. How could you possibly be for dumbing down black people, for example? Kevin, that doesn't happen. Yes, it does. It happens. Look at the Kevin. They only got to make, I'm talking to you now.
they only have to score, you know, 1085 to be the equivalent of a 1310 for an Asian. To be the equivalent of a 1310 for an Asian, I can score a lot less. And you want to convince me that I'm the same. So in other words, if we're working together and there are 1,000 bags of concrete that need to be moved by each of us, and the Asian moves 1,000 bags of concrete, and I move 800 bags of concrete, and you say, that's an equivalent day's work. We've both done our task. See, I don't believe that. I'm going to hire the Asian every single time. But the left, they don't see it as moving concrete. For them, it's only theoretical. And by the way, concrete, you know, it's a metaphor. Cement is what I meant to say. Bags of cement. But you get my point. See, when it's theoretical, Kevin, we're going to make you the equivalent of an Asian by raising the grade. And I go, whew, thank you, Jesus. That means I can get into better schools. But if you make it moving, show me work. Show me some work. Something physical that needs to come out of this. It becomes more dramatic. It becomes a true metaphor, if you will, for what's really happening here. I'm not doing as much work, and you don't expect it. You tell me, no problemo. It's okay, dude. When you know it's not. And you want me to believe that that's fair to me. But you convince me that it helps me. And the problem is, there are so many among black folks, leftists, who fall for this. Who say, you know what? If I don't have to do as much work as that Chinese dude, no problem. Give it to me. And that self-indulgence on the front end costs you on the back end. And you know what's sad? It may not cost you in particular, but it's going to cost it's going to cost you in the long run. And it's certainly going to cost your people. And so when people say to me, Kevin, you're being an Uncle Tom by doing something, I'm like, man, you can talk to me all you want. I know it is quite the opposite what I'm being. I'm being absolutely an amazing representative of blacks, because when I say to them, don't you look at me as if I need your charity. I don't need your charity. I'm going to go toe-to-toe with you. And that's what I've taught my sons, and that's what I've, you know, try to teach everybody. Just when I talk to white folks, I tell you guys as well, look, don't let your kids succumb to all these different things. Don't let your young boys believe that boys are stupid and, you know, whatever. All these different trappings, those are just slow erosion of who your little boy is. Don't let your girl believe, you know, I mean, kids can be whatever they choose to be, but make it realistic. These women, oh, I can do anything a man can do. That's just a lie. And men to believe they can do everything a woman can do, that's a lie too. And you know what? It's okay that we can't do everything we're supposed to be able to do. But let me tell you something. Get outside of gender roles, don't talk to me about what blacks can do and whites can do and Hispanics can do. Every country has an opportunity to flourish because of its people. And there are geniuses. There are geniuses in the bushes of Africa. You know, in the bush. The bushes. Shaking the tree, ball. Shaking the tree. Now, there are geniuses in all walks of life. And there are people that, it cracks me up. They think that they're so smart. They think that they're, you know, these intelligentsia of the left, they believe that because a man chooses to be a goat herder, he can't possibly be smart. You know, one of the smartest guys in the world worked as a bouncer? Look it up. One of the smartest guys in the world, IQ tested off the charts. He worked as a bouncer. But he was brilliant. I'll never forget an episode where I watched him get tested. We'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.